Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karan. The headlines this Friday, October 7th, 2022. Polish Health Minister says new COVID-19 wave possible at the end of the year. Poland beat America at Women's World Volleyball Championships. And Poland and German presidents discuss reparations and Ukraine in Malta. Good afternoon. The Polish Health Ministry has advised that there is a very real possibility of a COVID-19 wave sweeping the country at the end of this year. In a statement, the Polish Health Minister said that Poland was in a good state with respect to the number of COVID-19 infections in the country, but he appealed, now is the best time to get vaccinated. The minister cautioned that anyone may still contract COVID-19. The danger remains massive, he said, adding, if we want to have a relatively peaceful head, especially now when school has returned, when work has returned after the holidays, then this is the optimal time to get vaccinated. Poland's women's volleyball team have beaten the USA 3-0 at the Women's Volleyball Championships on home soil in the central Polish city of Łódź. The win gives the hosts a strong chance of advancing to the quarterfinals of the tournament. The Poles, who are back on the world stage after an absence of 12 years, defeated Croatia 3-1 in their opening match of the tournament and followed up with a 3-0 win over Thailand and a 3-0 victory against South Korea. The Polish team then suffered two defeats in the second round of the tournament, losing 2-3 to Turkey and 0-3 to Serbia. The Poles will take on Canada in their next game at the championships on Friday night and then play Germany on Saturday. The Polish and German presidents have discussed the issue of German World War II reparations to Poland and the ongoing war in Ukraine as they met in Malta as part of a meeting of heads of state from EU member countries that have parliamentary rather than presidential models of government. The two presidents agreed that the dispute over war reparations was a legal matter, with President Duda adding that the spat over war reparations is a dispute between the Polish and German government and not between ordinary Poles and Germans. Duda and the German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier also spoke about the West's response to Russia's aggression against Ukraine when they met in the Maltese capital Valletta on Thursday. And finally, there is bad news for the residents of the Morena district of Gdańsk. A private company, which was supposed to build and operate a school there, has pulled out of the project. In 2021, Gdańsk Council promised to build two new schools in the area. The first investment is underway and students are starting to study there from September next year. In both cases, a private company was responsible for the construction and subsequent operation of the facility. The company states that the changes in the financial reality in Poland in 2022 means the company can no longer participate in the project.
The weather.
Today will be a sunny day in a moderate breeze and temperatures of 16 degrees centigrade, 61 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and 7 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will turn a little cloudier with some sunny spells in a moderate breeze and some temperatures of 16 degrees during the day and 7 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.